Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 34th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Jesus Christ, King. The readings are from Cycle C.
One wag said that faith is believing that somewhere, somehow, someone knows what in the world is going on. I sometimes think that that's why the Feast of Christ the King is very, very popular among many Catholics, because it's comforting to know that someone really ultimately is in charge. I think we imagine that today's feast is an ancient one, but it was only established in 1926, when monarchies were already passing away. And one wonders, what was Pope Pius XI thinking? Consider his times. The world was recovering from World War I, the war to end all wars. Right. Great powers with their kings, the emperor, the kaiser, the czar, the sultan, all rushed to war for glory, might, and wealth. 70 million soldiers were mobilized. 9 million combatants were killed. 22 million were wounded. And at day's end, 16 million people were dead. The fallout included, of course, the Armenian Genocide, the end of the German, Russian, Austro-Hungarian, and Ottoman empires, the birth of the Soviet Union, and the age of dictators was to be born. Closer to home in Rome, Benito Mussolini became, in 1922, the 40th Italian prime minister. Of course, I'm always amazed how many governments the Italians have had. In 1925, he proclaimed himself Il Duce, the Duke, the leader. Is it any wonder that in 1926, amid growing chaos, Pius XI proclaimed the feast of Christ the King? It asks one simple question. To whom will you give your heart's allegiance? And it made a challenge. He wanted to flood the world with lay Catholic social action to help others. So is Christ the King of our hearts, minds, and wills, as Pope Pius XI wanted? Kingdoms are dicey things. And so the Pope made it a point to quote St. Cyril of Alexandria, Christ has dominion over all creatures, a dominion not seized by violence nor usurped. But let's face it, humanity, we love the power. And we seem fascinated by violence. Sadly, the Church itself has flirted with coercion and empire ever since Constantine. Our temptation is to clothe Christ in everything he explicitly rejected. Clothe him, I think, so that we can claim it for ourselves. The temptation to power, wealth, and glory is real. Isn't that what kings are all about? And isn't that what the devil offered and Jesus rejected? Luke tells us, the devil showed Jesus in an instant all the kingdoms of the world and said to him, to you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will be all yours. The devil tempted Jesus to be the wrong kind of Messiah, a Messiah of empire. And it was tempting. Imagine just how much good an Emperor Jesus could have done. But to want power and empire is to worship the wrong God, to claim the wrong kingdom. Empires rule, but Jesus said, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, but not so with you. The greatest among you must come like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. I am among you as one who serves. Empires retaliate and conquer, but Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. Empires judge and condemn, but Jesus said, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Empires amass wealth, but Jesus said, give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, I could go on quoting Jesus' hard sayings, the sayings we too often explain away. And so the older I get, the more I wonder, do I really, really understand Jesus? Do I really want to live the Jesus way? As a child, I was enamored with the church. I imagined that belonging to the church meant belonging to Christ. But membership is so much easier, so much less demanding than real conversion of heart and mind. How I wish Christianity was as simple as belonging. Jesus asked more. He would turn my world upside down. He demands a revolution in thinking. He offers the upside-down kingdom of God. Don't confuse external glory with Jesus' kingdom. Jesus said the kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed. The kingdom of God is among you. So I ask you, did you see the kingdom in today's gospel? Did you notice that today's gospel had the fourth temptation of Jesus? Three times he is mocked. The ruler said, he saved others, let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Messiah. The soldier said, if you are king of the Jews, save yourself. And the mocking evildoer said, are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. Three times, Jesus is tempted. Jesus, claim the power, claim the might, claim the glory, and save us. Isn't that what we're always praying for? God, fix my problems, fix this world. But the trouble is, God fixing everything out there doesn't fix what's inside here. Inside the deepest core of my being. That takes my openness. The good evildoer, now that's an oxymoron, defends Jesus. He defends God. Have you no fear of God? And by an act of simple human goodness, by an honesty that admits the truth about himself, by an act of trust, This one gains everything. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. In that moment, the kingdom of God appeared in a man who opened his heart in compassion. Luke does not call him a thief like Matthew and Mark. But he's really the best of thieves. He stole heaven by stealing Jesus' heart. So I say to you, steal heaven. Don't just believe in Jesus. Entrust yourself to Jesus' way of living. Jesus described his way of ruling, I come as one who serves. Every time you see a simple act of human compassion or service, you actually are catching a little glimpse of the kingdom. Choose service. Choose service and enter into the joy of your master.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.